You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you rock or nah? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers. Y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. With you cowboy hat, you might be the word. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the manual pajamas with the jump shot of who? I bet it's Kyle Korver. That would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that will get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Bat and bat, I do the 2K shuffle.
What a great time to be alive. You've come across the dribble drive of the NBA 2K shuffle. My name is Michael Parr, a.k.a. J. Parr Swish, a.k.a. Jump Shot Jesus, and I've never taken a shot that I haven't liked. And with me is the Baron of Blocks and Boards, Boards and Blocks, Max McDonald. Max, what it is?
Three-pointer, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'll give a little bit more energy than that. What's up? We're back after a little bit of a hiatus. I think we're back down on the 2K grind. Up for 2K18. Getting ready. So yeah, that's how I'm living. How are things?
Things are good. We found out that the regular edition cover athlete is Kyrie Irving, which is great. We found out some news about the competitor, NBA Live 18, and I don't know what all we're going to talk about in those areas today, but we do have a specific topic we're going to be talking about today, and it has to do with recruiting. Max, why don't you tell the good folks at home a little bit more about what the show is going to consist of?
You know, we're just throwing it out there to some of you listeners. Throwing it out to some of the listeners, if you guys want to come play with us, you know, looking for some people to spice up the squad, see what we can find, see if we got some people that we like, people that we don't like. Nah, I'm just kidding. But go ahead and hit us up on Twitter. What is that Twitter feed again, Mike?
That is at NBA 2K Shuffle on the Twitter feed.
Yes, it is. But if you don't remember that, you can go ahead and just search 2K Shuffle on Google. Should pull it up for you. But anyway, yeah, anything, we're welcome to all things. We play mostly on Xbox, but if you are on PS4, you can still
buy an Xbox and get with the real fucking crowd.
The better competition is on Xbox for all of you out there, maybe in denial or what have you. The better competition is there if you want to play with the big boys, I do play on PS4 as well a little bit. So, you know, if you're on there as well, let me know. That's pretty much all we got on that front, unless you want to add something to it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, look, we're looking to put together a squad to make a run next year, try to get that cashola. And, I mean, it doesn't matter what position you have. It doesn't matter. Here's what matters. You yourself have to believe that you're a good player, and then your realistic side has to agree with your other side that you are a good player. And if that's the case, we would love to play with you. You can definitely, like I said, hit us up on Twitter with your gamer tag, or even send us a message on Xbox. I am JParrSwish, J-Parr Swish, as in basketball. And
you will be taking all the Xbox messages. Yes, you will.
I will not. In fact, hit up Duke Beast Mode first if you are a 1, 2, or 3. If you're a 4, contact me. And if you're a 5, also contact Duke Beast Mode.
He's just kidding, man. Nah, but really, you probably will get a quicker response with him. And that is what we've got. What are we going to delve into next today, sir?
Let's talk a little bit about NBA Live 18 and some of the shit that we've seen going viral on the internet. I know you're not a big believer in the product and you think it's always going to be NBA Live. However, a large population of people who are out at EA Play and who have seen the game and actually hands-on played have said it's great. They like the Drew League options. They like playing at Rucker Park. They like the whole NBA aspect of getting to choose what style you're going to go with. And I believe some of their badges and build makes look interesting, and they have some pretty good ideas. Now, I know you're absolutely correct, and you have every reason to not think it's going to be great. But fingers crossed, this could be some competition for 2K to maybe put across a little bit more that they just need to push the envelope in customer satisfaction as far as just simple things like servers and parks that work before you try, oh, we have a park in outer space and we're all going to wear spacesuits and it's going to be fucking Lady Gaga and Katy Perry on the stage. Like, that's all great in theory, but you don't make the regular shit work first. So let's hope this NBA Live 18 is a competitor. So tell me your first thoughts when you saw some of this gameplay, and are you still on the side of meh?
So my thing is, how do I put this? I have more faith in EA as a company doing 2K, because 2K has shown me repeatedly across multiple franchises, mind you, that they just don't, you know, they're basically putting out a roster update with some things. And yeah, they do improve things, and, you know, we're not going to get into that. This is about life. But I have, you know, typically more faith in EA. Having said that, I think specifically the NBA Live development team has shown me that I need to temper my expectations. So I'm just saying I'm not getting in my hopes up for any of this, because yeah, they've taken multiple years to even put out a game, and the one they put out a couple of years ago, after taking however many years to put that one out, was, I mean, it was all right, but, you know, nothing compared to 2K. And furthermore, 2K is already in bed with the NBA, what with the E-League coming up, and there's all these things. 2K is already established as the main player in the basketball virtual world. But, you know, specifically about the EA gameplay, I think the graphics look pretty good. Some people aren't as big of fans, but I've always liked the EA presentation a bit better. You know, they make it look a bit more realistic, what with the ESPN bottom line thing and just some of the score boxes and some of the, yeah, just the animations, not animations, but the play-by-play animations and things of that nature. Gameplay-wise, I would say it looks good, looks intriguing, but again, I don't have that much faith just because it is live. Having said all of that, I think you've gotten a bit better of a look at it than I have. So what are your thoughts?
Let me say that, CC, I'm very intrigued about this game because I think, well, first of all, let me borrow a line from Birdman. Are you going to give EA some respect?
Wait. Chris Anderson Birdman? Or
you know, Birdman Lil Wayne. Are you going to give EA some respect for not putting out a trash game last year and at least being like, well, you know what, this isn't good enough. We're going to hold off and keep going.
I was saying I agree with you. You know, people were thinking, oh, they're going to put it out in February. Like, no, they were never going to do that. They just held off. And, yeah, I agree with you. The early signs look good, but it's just, you know.
Yeah, for me, it's going to come down. And they're saying their demo is 3 in August now. Could it be with EA Play or could it be just a straight demo? I don't know. Google it. But either way, I'm going to have to see how the shooting feels, how the players move, and that kind of stuff. Like, I love that you can play 5-on-5 in the Drew League or, like, real locations like Rucker Park. It looks like they put some real thought into their archetypes and how, you know, one of the things I did see was, okay, you are a point guard, and as you make assists during games, your three-point rating goes up. If you are a wing scorer, the more you score in the post, the more your three-point scoring goes up. Logically, I don't exactly understand how both those work, but in the everyday sense of seeing as how to create yourself or how to get yourself better, I like the direction they're taking. I like how you have to play, I don't know, there's something like level 30. There's different levels you get to before you can even unlock certain badges for your archetype. So I think they're definitely
similar to their last iteration.
Right, and I like how they're taking positions and they're taking, I guess, inside gameplay, not necessarily just like in a My Career, but you can actually earn things in Rucker Park. You can earn things in the Drew League. And looking at the Drew League, the courts and everything looks really nice, really pristine. But again, this to me is going to come down to animations and how it feels.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, even the best case scenario, they're not going to have as good of gameplay as 2K. It's just not going to happen. But if they show something that's pretty competent, you know, that's where it all of a sudden becomes an issue down the line. Are they going to take some player base from 2K, which just by default they will. Are they going to make an impact? You know, I mean, the 2K, like I said, they're already in the esports world, getting into that. You know, I think that's a huge advantage for them. I'm not sure how Live's going to be able to compete, but should be interesting just to see how things unfold.
Yeah, and you have two companies with mottos. You have, you know, EA Sports is in the game. You have 2K Sports, Hurry Up and Wait. You just hope that they can somehow expand, you know, upon the products that there currently are. We do a lot of bitching and complaining about 2K, but it's because we love the game. And there are just things, as a consumer, that, I mean, I don't even know how many months this game has been out. 2K17 has been out 10, 11 months. Still, they go in there and they adjust things and they say, well, you know, we're making some shooting adjustments for 2K18, which means this is a beta. We've gotten into this before. Whatever. But I'm still having issues. We on our Pro-Am team, our boy Bank, shout out Bank, big booty bitches. He tried to make uniforms, and every time he got in there, it would kick him out and it would freeze him out. Oh, well, it must be his Xbox or something. Maybe it's his connection. No, Duke fired it up. Fired up his gamer tag on his and went in there and the same thing. And it's like, this is just simple shit that should have been fixed from day one. So I'm just hoping they put the time, the quality, but more importantly, the thought into what us consumers love about the game and maybe just turn it up a notch or two or hopefully even three. What say you?
I agree on all fronts, sir. That's pretty much all I have to add on that front.
So, yeah, that's very, very close to being August for the demo drop. And as per usual, 2K has not dropped anything other than prices and cover athletes for the next generation per usual. So we probably won't be hearing any 2K news till late August, you know, maybe early September with that. And, you know, that is what it is. I'm not going to spend $150 for the check. Like, they're fucking high. But we're just going to have to wait and see what they have. And I don't see why they can't come out and start talking about it. I mean, E3 just recently passed here. Now, EA passed and going to E3, but they had EA Play where they had a bunch of people down there to see the game. So I don't know what the big secret is going to be about 2K. The only thing I'm thinking is maybe they didn't do much to the presentation or just the game in general. Like you said, maybe it's just like some kind of roster update. Now, we know that Mike Wang has claimed that they've gone back all the way to 2K11 to look at the shooting and take the shooting, what's been good from each year, and to put it together, which just sounds like a bunch of shit. Because, you know, you might like the shot meter that goes all the way to the top, like this year. But you might also like last year's where it kind of stops in the middle. Well, how do you get both in one game? Do you have the options of switching them on and off? Maybe that could be one thing. But this, is a company that refuses to fix server issues and you know, I know, broken record at this point. So all I'm saying is that when we get news, we'll bring it to you about both games. I know Max has no interest in purchasing NBA Live 18, but I'm sure he will hit that demo up.
We'll see. I mean, it's probably not going to happen, but, you know, if there is a free demo, I'll definitely give it a try like I did the other 2K, or, I mean, the other, the most recent NBA Live, I think it was 15 maybe, but you know, I mean, again, I played that for a couple of weeks because it was before 2K came out that year, and it was a decent game. I mean, it was worthwhile to kind of delve into it a little bit, but it just doesn't compare. I mean, for as many things as 2K doesn't fix, the overall product is good. So, you know, that's the problem with 2K. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Just simple things that really detract from the overall experience when, you know, the rest of the main features and everything are so great. But that's why we gripe about 2K, because the, you know, the load times or the, you know, just random stuff. It just shouldn't be that way. But that's pretty much, I think, all we have about Live, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. That is it. And like we said, you know, I haven't heard much about 2K18, but when we do, we will be sure to talk about it, criticize, and compliment whatever needed on the show. So, Max, what's going on in your 2K life right now?
You know, it's funny. I was just going to ask you that, and we didn't plan that. But nothing too much.
This show is planned.
Off the cuff, man.
Nah, right?
But, what's going on in my 10K life? Well, I took a little hiatus. I've been gone for a while, actually, but I've been back now for a little bit, and just kind of warming up, if you will, for 2K18, getting back in that grind. You know, that's 2K is a big thing with me. I'm a 2K head, if you will. You know, I'm mostly playing the power forward right now. My favorite build from this year. It was my lockdown power forward, and that's all I'm really going to divulge about that. But that's where I'm at right now. You know, today, for instance, I played a little bit with my sharpshooter, and I've played, you know, back with my 6.8 slasher a little bit and just some different stuff. But the power forward is what I come back to. I think that's where I make a pretty big impact. You know, we've talked about the rebounding and things before, but that's kind of where I'm at right now with 2K. Just feeling it out again, getting down some animations, which will certainly be different next year, but just, you know, getting used to it. Where are you, sir? Because let's let the viewers know you have a new archetype that you've kind of been messing around with, and it may be your best archetype. I don't know.
Well, I made myself a small forward post scorer, and I like it because it just kind of keeps me involved in the entire game, whereas the sharpshooter just kind of sits at the three-point line and, you know, guarding archetypes of the same nature. This way I can kind of get down and dirty, get some boards, go up. Like the archetype a lot. Basic complaint with it is, like, the ball handling's atrocious. For example, if I get the ball in the post and someone else closes in on me, it doesn't matter how fast I go to pass out of having the ball, I get stripped right away. Yet, my post control is a 94, so fix that, Mike Wang. The other thing is, like, I don't like that when I can't move with the ball, so I need to be close to the hoop if I'm going to dunk. If I get the ball, like, on the wing or whatever, you know, I'm a mid-range shot, sure, but I want to get rid of it as soon as I get it because, you know, obviously, ball handling isn't great with the post score, but I made a build I like, made him 6'8". I went minimum weight. And ended up being exactly what I needed. So doing a little bit of Parmelo ball down there.
That's a good point. Is you know, you went 6'8". Nobody really makes a smaller post score. You went small forward. Not many people make small forward post scores. You went minimum weight, so your strength as a post score is not going to be the 94 or whatever it could be. Yet that is a build that fit you better because you wanted to be a little bit faster. You know, you'd still have those post moves. You wanted to, you know, have some of those more athleticism, the better ball handling, some of that stuff that, you know, you make a more traditional heavier weight post for, you're going to be a big lug, and that just doesn't fit you as a player. But you know, I mean, in the little, I shouldn't say little I've seen, but in the relatively small sample size compared to the whole cycle of this year's 2K, you've been playing this post score and you're already good. You know, you get the post fade down, you get some of those hook shots, you know, you've already got some post moves and you continue to develop them, where, you know, a lot of people, all I see are, you know, people bitching about, oh, I can't do this post move or this is broken, or, you know, with it goes across all archetypes, you know, oh, my slasher's weak and I can't get contact dunks now because 2K nerfed them. Nah, 2K didn't change anything about that. You just dunked in the wrong time or whatever. Point of what I'm saying is that, you know, you took on a new archetype, you practiced it, you sit there and figure out how the animations behoove you, and, you know, I know initially you were shooting post shimmy shots that you weren't intending to shoot. You're like, I want to do this post fade, and we were like, hey, do this and turn over your back shoulder and da-da-da-da, and you're going to shoot that post fade, and now you've got that down.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I think, you know, it really takes some time and investment, or time investment, to, you know, become good at it. I mean, at the end of the day, the more time you put into practicing, the better you're going to be.
And it's been a different experience with 2K. I mean, it's almost like a new game. It's been fun. And just like I did, like, my sharpshooter is pretty much an exact replica of J.R. Smith from the jump shot to all his moves and stuff. And this post score is an exact replica of Carmelo Anthony. He's got an 87 post fade in the game. I went in there, I just modeled him exactly like him. And these are players I play with, you know, in my league or in, like, offline leagues, whatever. And when you make players exactly how they are, they respond the same. You know, you might love, like, you love Rudy Gay's jump shot, but if you put it on a 6'1" point guard, it's not going to feel the same way. And so people tend to, you know, I'm so good with Vince Carter in the game, but I put it on my player and I can't hit shots. Well, you got to take height into consideration. And just with JR and Melo, I played so much with them in the games, just making the archetype was fun to do. And, you know, used to all the animations and everything already because I've played with them so often, which, you know, the only drag to the whole thing was getting all the, you know, agility, hustle and stamina, blah, blah, blah kind of stuff and what have you. But yeah, new archetype, feeling good about it, and definitely going to be the archetype I probably make first next year, depending on how much or how little 2K screws up next year in archetypes. So,
yep. And that's a good point, is to that end. You know, I made a 6'10 point forward very recently, and, you know, I just had some extra VC lying around, nothing else I was going to do with it, and went ahead and maxed him out. Well, we played, like, you know, one or two games with him, and I was like, well, okay, this is cool, I'm glad I did it, I like it, but I'm not about to grind another career at this stage of the 2K cycle, right, going into the next 2K. So my stamina is not there. My, you know, hands and all the other attributes aren't a 99, you know, all the I can't think of the word. The marginal is the word I'm looking for, all the marginal stats. You know, obviously I'm not going to be grinding for more attribute points. You know, it's just all those little things, they make a big difference over, you know, over a certain number of games. You know, I grind more attributes, all of a sudden I have a better strength. I can hold my own in the post better. I can, you know, whatever, but, it, you know, like I said, this just all goes back to the more time you put into it, the better results you're going to have.
Very true, and, you know, at this stage in time, waiting for 2K17, if you're a 2K head or whatever, get in there and play with some different archetypes and see what you like, you know? It's something that makes the game a little bit more enjoyable, and yeah, to grind and get some of that stuff is a pain, but in the long run, you might be saving yourself next year, or you might find something, you know, that you like better than what you've played with this year. Now, I've made 4 or 5 archetypes. I made Athletic Finisher, Playmaking Point Guard, Sharpshooter, Shooting Guard, and, you know, the post-scoring small forward. And I could tell you, I will never make a Playmaking Point Guard again. That grind is stupid. I don't care for it. I God bless everybody that uses it and loves it. It's just not for me. I wanted a Hall of Fame Dimer. I thought that was a big thing, and it was, but that's pretty limited there. I don't got the dribble god skills that Max loves and speaks so highly of. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you know, you go to the park, you see those people, like we say, dribble in circles the whole shot clock and then take a shot last second. Again, nobody likes you or any of those people that may or may not be listening, but end of the day, that wasn't for me. So I think I'm definitely making a sharpshooter in the post score next year. And that's what I'm going to do. So, Max, let me ask you this. You know, you made the comment, you like your power forward the most of all the archetype builds that you had. What was your least favorite archetype that you made?
My least favorite player I made was my 7'3 post score. He was the first big man build I made this year. And, you know, I was just kind of looking around and, you know, just from past experience and just whatever, I was like, you know, I want to go as tall as possible and as big as possible. It was one of the quote-unquote recommended builds from people, and I hated it. Too slow, too big and lumbering, not athletic enough. You know, some of the post moves weren't as good because you're already 7'3", so they move it down to like an 86 or something. You know, I just didn't like that build. However, I would be good with a post score, just not that build of one. So my favorite, you know, least favorite player I made would be that one. I think least favorite build overall.
You actually named
year.
That you're my player Molasses after that player for like a couple of weeks, which was interesting.
But, just glossing over that maybe, I would say maybe my least favorite archetype is the shot creator. And that is a personally, I should say, because the shot creators can be deadly. But just for me, that's not my play style. So I think that's probably my least favorite archetype this year. I made one as well. It just wasn't for me. You know, it's fun, but I'm the guy that's the rebounder, that's moving the ball where it needs to go, that's playing the defense, that's, you know, finishing well inside, those kinds of things. And I'm not the guy who's going to dribble around and then take a pull-up off, you know, either step-back kind of shot or, you know, dribble, just any of that bullshit. Yeah, step-back pull-up. But, you know, so that was probably my least favorite. You know, it's funny you asked that, and also, you know, earlier you mentioned you had your athletic finisher. I completely forgot you even had an athletic finisher this year. So is that maybe your least favorite this year, or?
No, I'll tell you what. I made him for the park, and I played with this one guy that I play in the park with from time to time, and he's got a playmaking point guard. But that Lob City Hall of Fame to Lob City Hall of Fame is a lot of fun. I mean, it gets old after a while, but it's just so filthy. But, yeah, I like him because he had the 93 off-ball speed. One thing I really didn't like about the build was, you know, I kind of felt like that position should have had Bruiser or Brick Wall or something like that instead of the teardrop or the floater or what have you. I would love to make an actual athletic finisher to play in pro-am with to see if I would like it. And that might be an experimental route. I might go with my third player next year because we all get bored at times. But I might try him out.
So, yeah, I mean, realistically, the archetypes are going to be a bit different next year. They've already said they're going to delve more into them. I think we're going to see something somewhat resembling what EA has shown with Live. And you know what? I'll just throw it out there that 2K directly stole Pro-Am from Live because that is what Live called their mode in the last iteration in 15 or whatever it was. 2K directly stole, you know what? Now off the top of my head, I don't remember. They've actually directly stolen like three or four concepts that EA already put out. So my point of saying this is that I think, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden we see they have basically stolen some of the more in-depth archetype ideas that EA has already shown.
But Mike Wang works for both companies, so maybe that has something to do for it.
Ha ha ha. Yep, that's our little conspiracy theory here at the 2K Shuffle. It's because Mike Wang does have a history with EA and did work at one time. But that's just our little joke running. But, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And let's just remind everybody at home, if you want a free copy of NBA 2K18, all you have to do is follow us on Twitter at NBA 2K Shuffle and leave us an iTunes review. Take a screenshot of that and just tweet it out to us. We will be giving out two free copies for the first 15 people that do it. And I believe there's 7-ish right now. We've had people follow us and not give us the screenshot. We've had the screenshot and the tweet but not get followed. So again, for people out there that might be high or drunk or just half listening while they play, all you have to do is go on Twitter, follow us at NBA2K Shuffle, give us an iTunes review, take a snapshot of it, tweet it at us, and you're automatically entered into a free copy of NBA 2K18. It's that easy.
You're entered into a contest. You're not entered into a guarantee free copy. I think we should make that clear. Two of the first 15 people. But your odds are pretty good.
That they are. And we will catch you up probably in at least a week or so if we hear any new news. If not, we might just come on here to psychoanalyze, babble about sports and the things going on in basketball. I mean, a lot of big moves. We're not going to waste time with that. But remember this, kids. It's hot outside. Don't be afraid of using the air conditioner. And keep your pets inside, man. They don't like that hot shit either. I don't care if it's a camel in the desert or even a camel somewhere not in the desert. No one likes hot
weather.
Or
maybe a kangaroo.
Maybe a kangaroo. Kangaroos love air conditioning, let me tell you. So take care. Hug your mom. Tip your waitresses. Thank you for listening to the 2K Shuffle.
I'm out, this bitch.